Well, with headlines like this, it makes me being excited for today. Mortgage demand for homebuyers is nearly half of what it was a year ago. Well, if you're new to this, you haven't been in the housing market or the real estate market long or the mortgage business. So today what we're going to talk about is what's going on with mortgage rates and how you guys might be able to save a little bit of money when it comes to your mortgage payment. So what we're going to talk about in today's video is the difference between a fixed and adjustable rate. Those are pretty simple, but there's one hybrid product I want to introduce to you guys, and you might have heard of the 2-1 buy down. Well, there's also a 3-2-1 buy down, and I'm going to show you examples of this here shortly. And then what we're going to do is go over where mortgage rates are for the day. So without further ado, let's get into it. So we see mortgage demand plummeting. Well, the reason being is you see down at the bottom, sharply higher mortgage rates cause mortgage demand to drop to the lowest levels in 1997. So what's causing all this? Well, inflation and everything else. But there might be a silver lining behind a lot of this, and unfortunately, it's called a recession. So let's really dig into this, because the reason why we want to talk about these things is where mortgage rates are going. So if we expect mortgage rates to go up higher, we'll jump into a fixed rate, because it'll protect yourself from mortgage rates going up and up and up, thus your payments going up and up and up. But if rates are coming down, well, maybe an adjustable rate in mortgage is the way to go. Or if you don't know, maybe the hybrid product. And we're gonna go over all this right now. So what we see right here is the economy is coming into a hurricane situation. What is it going on? Well, let's look at right here. This is actually an article from Forbes magazine. And let's go through this. And again, the reason why we're looking at a recession is because in a normal recession, what happens to mortgage rates? Well, you're going to learn that also today. So today is, I'll consider this mortgage rates 101 for those out there. So pay attention. It's going to be exciting and informative. So let's get to it. So here what we're going to talk about is the recession. So this is from Forbes magazine. While most economists right now don't believe that we're in a recession, they pretty much are confident there's one going to be in 2023. So we see some 72% of economists polled by NABA says a recession will hit within the next 12 months. 72%. We can't get even the government to agree on, 72% of government to agree on something. So when you have economists agreeing to this, you're probably going to be having a recession. I'm still saying we're in one today. So what normally happens to mortgage rates when a recession hits? Well, here's an article that I've used in several of my videos. And it says right here, over the past five recessions, five out of five, mortgage rates have fallen on an average of 1.8%. So let's put this in the context. What's going to happen is, well, we're either in a recession now or we're going to be in one next year. So what happens is, well, mortgage rates, if you said this about a year ago, I basically say it can't happen because rates are only at 3%. So how can they drop to 1.2? Well, now that we see rates at 7.5, there's plenty of room for mortgage rates to drop. So again, over the past five recessions, mortgage rates have fallen on an average of 1.8%. Okay, put that in the context. So now let's really define what is the difference between a fixed and adjustable rate. Many people don't know. Okay, so a fixed rate is basically this. Think of a stock. You buy it, you own it, and it's yours. The only way you can get rid of it is by selling it or doing something. So same thing with a fixed rate. If you get a fixed rate mortgage, it's fixed. So no matter if rates go up or down, your rate's always gonna be the same. The good thing about that is you get into a home, you have a mortgage payment on a fixed rate, your mortgage payment really will never move throughout the whole history of that loan. The only thing that'll change it is if your taxes and insurance go up. A lot of people don't even escrow their taxes and insurance. So if you don't escrow your taxes and insurance, your mortgage payment will never, ever change, okay? What an adjustable rate mortgage is, it kind of bounces around. You can pick between 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, 10-year, and so forth. So let me explain that part of it. If you choose a 3-year ARM, what it means is you have a fixed rate for 3 years, and then it starts adjusting. The next one is there's a 3, 5, 7, and 10. So you take a 5-year out, and again, it's the same thing like the 3-year. It's fixed for 5 years, and then it starts to change. It usually goes on the LIBOR or a coffee index or some kind of steady index to make sure it doesn't, it's not really, really volatile, but it is a variable rate, so it will change over time. Again, if you remember when we're going into a recession in 2023, I'm saying we're in it now, what's going to happen? Well, rates are going to go down 1.8%. So why lock in on a fixed? Just a thought. So here's a way, if you're buying a property, here's a way to maybe do the semi-quasi variation or hybrid of the two. So it usually works with purchases, and this is the perfect time to do it because a lot of home sellers, they're freaking out right now. They missed the huge peak, and now prices are starting to go down, so they're starting to worry. They're putting their house on the market. Usually it's sold overnight or within a week. Now it's taking 30, 45 days, and people are freaking out. So instead of reducing the price, and I'm talking to your realtors out there too, what you might want to look at is this hybrid program. It's called a 2-1 buy down. Well, we have a conduit of it. It's a little spin, a little bit more hefty. Ours is a 3-2-1 buy down. So let me explain some of this to you. Here's how the 2-1 buy down works. And it works the same with a 3-1 buy down or 1-1 buy down or whatever you want. What happens is a 2-1 buy down is a type of financing that lowers the interest rate on the mortgage for the first 2 years before it rises to the regular payment. So let me explain it this way. So let's say going rate today is 7. So if you do a 2-1 buy down, that means in year 1, your rate is 5. In year 2, your rate is 6. In year 3, you go to 7, and you're locked into 7 forever, okay? But there is a little hybrid, like I said, to this. It's a 3-2-1 buy down. So how does all this work? Well, great question. Let's get over to my Excel spreadsheet. So let me go through an example for you here, and then I really want to show you the details behind it. Is it, you know, are you saving a ton of money? Are you saving a ton of money? Not really, if you have to pay for this yourself, but if we can get the seller of the property to pay for it, you're going to see how much you can save. So let's go over the details. So what we want to look at, here's a calculator that we had, and I'll try to put this online for you guys to see how much it might cost you. It's usually tricky when I do that because I don't want to open up our security on our websites and everything, but I'm going to try my darndest to put this down below in the description so you guys can have it for yourself. But let's go through this example. So what we want to start out with is what you do is put up in the top section here how much your loan amount is going to be. Okay, so we're putting in here, let's just put in $300,000. So I need a loan for $300,000. So there it is. Going rate today is we're just going to put 7%. You got fantastic credit and you're putting a bunch of money down and you're getting 7%. Fantastic rate. Okay, so and then it gives all this other stuff. So let's just leave it at that. All right, so what you're going to see down here is there's a 1-0 buy down, there's a 2-1 buy down, and then there's a 3-2-1 buy down. So here's how it works. What you're going to do is, like I said, you're going to start out 7%. This is our baseline right here. So now we're going to move down to here. Here's the 2-1 buy down. What benefits it has and how much it would cost you to do this. Okay. So if you did that for the first year, remember the start rate's 7. So the first year, your rate's going to be 6. It's 1% below the actual real rate that you're going to end up with. So instead of having a payment of $1,996 that you're seeing right in here, you're actually going to have a payment of $1,799 for a savings of $197 a month. Well, the simple math behind this, you don't have to be a genius on this to figure this out, is how much is your annual savings? Well, it's $2,367. Well, the next question is, how much does it cost me to get into this program? Well, $2,367, because you're not really saving money. Okay, if you were to have to upload or front load this, it's not really doing you any good. But if you can get the seller to contribute some money, how much money that is going to determine what program we can go with. So let's go to the 2-1 buy down. And again, well, let's go through the math. The reason why I'm doing this is so you get it. All right. So for the first year, remember our start rate is 7. So the first year on the 2-1 buy down, your rate would be 5. So it's 7 minus 2. So right down through here, you're going to see the rate is 5. That payment would be $1,996. Normally, okay, what this represents is the payment, it would be at 7%. So at the 5%, your rate, your payment would be $1,610, a savings of $385 a month, every month. Year 2, the rate bumps up to 6. You're seeing right here. It's going to bring your payment to $1,799, where it would have been $1,996, so a savings of $197 a month. So how much is this going to cost you? Well, let me rephrase that. How much is this going to cost the seller? Well, if they give you $7,000 in seller credits, well, you can get into this program. Just think, you could save $385 a month in your first year, almost $200 a month in the second year. Now, if you're buying a larger home or the seller's willing to say, hey, I just want my house sold and I want to sell it to you, I'll help in any way I can. That brings us to the 3-2-1 buy down. Now, this is very hard to find in the industry, but I have access to it. So here's how this works. Remember, the start rate is 7. So if you start at 7 and you do the 3-2-1 buy down, what would be your initial rate? Well, if you look down here, 4% for the first year. So your payment would have been $19.96. Your payment for the first year is going to be $14.32, a savings of $564 a month. $564 a month. Okay, that'll save you almost $7,000 in the first year. Second year, your payment's going to go to $1,610, where it would have been $19.95. Again, you're saving a bunch of money. And then on the third year, it's going to 6. Remember, this is a 3-2-1 buy down. So in year 3, you're only at 6% rate. I only say only, but still a high rate. Your payment is $17.99 when it should have been $19.96. So you're still saving a ton of money. How much would this cost you? Or I don't want you to do this program if you're paying for it. Just get a normal loan, get an adjustable rate, get something else. But if your sellers are willing to pay it or your builder's willing to pay it, this is your product. So if the seller in this case is willing to pay $13,000, almost $14,000 in seller credits, now it's not unheard of. I see all the time where people are contributing between $8,000, $10,000, $12,000. So all you have to do is ask. What could the seller say? The worst case scenario is no. Okay, and then we move on to a different program. So basically, this is how it works. So what I want to say is, the winner. Who is the winner? Well, it depends. There is, like most questions that are asked, especially opinions, it's up to you guys. What do you think would benefit you the most? If you think, like in my case, we're in a recession and we're going to hit a recession if we're not now, rates are going to go in the last 5 recessions, rates went down on average, 1.8%. So why would I jump into a fixed rate today when I know next year rates are probably going to be 1% to 2% lower? So I would look at going at the 2-1, 3-2-1 buy down if the seller will pay enough. I'll do the 2-1 buy down if the seller's not willing to pay a ton. I wouldn't really recommend the 1 buy down unless they're willing to pay a little bit. It still saves you almost $200 a month. So the winner really is whatever you think is best for you. If you think rates are going to go up, get the fixed rate. Lock in now, then you don't have to worry. Okay. If you think rates are going to come down, well, look at an adjustable rate. Even though there's not a huge difference in the fix between the fixed and adjustable rates, in this environment, I would be a proponent of adjustable rates because, again, pretty much 72% of economists are saying we're going to hit a recession if we're not in one now. So that means the next step is what happens to mortgage rates during a recession? They normally drop 1.8%. So why would you fix in at a high rate today when you know rates are on their way down? So that's a lesson for today. So you guys decide what's best for you. I'll try to put this on the description down below. But if you want to find out how you can get involved in this program, I'll give you that information at the end. But let's get to really the reason why you're here, or mortgage rates. Let's get over to it. So to do that, we go over to what the MBS market is doing. So the MBS market is basically a bond that trades on Wall Street. So it's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street that's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So this is what you're seeing on your screen right now, is the price of a bond. So in its simplest terms, if this number is going up, that means the price of a mortgage-backed security bond is going up. What it does to the yield is actually goes down. So when a yield goes down, your mortgage rates go down. So this is just telling us rates are going to come down a little bit today. They're coming off a very, very high of about 7.25 where we were the other day. Now we're all the way down to 7.14, down 14 basis points right here. But what you're seeing on your screen right now are the top 6 mortgage products that people use when they're buying their first house or maybe even refinancing. So these aren't my rates. These aren't any individual lender's rates. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. And they survey lenders all over the country and just says, what is your average loan on a 30-year fix, a 15-year, your jumbo and everything else? Here's where they are. So your rate might be a little bit lower than this. Your rate might be a little bit higher than this. It might be substantially higher than this because of where your credit score is. So the one piece of the puzzle I really want you to focus in on right now, if you're trying to prep to get prepared for maybe the spring season, you want to buy your first house, what should you do? Well, the one thing you need to do is try to save as much money as you can, try to get some debts paid off. But I actually created a website here that I'd like you guys to just at least check out. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. I actually created this site. It's because I have so many clients that are very confused on their credit scores, how they can work on getting a better credit score and, you know, debt management and everything. Here's the website I created. Use as much of this content as you want. What I would highly suggest you do is at least subscribe to the free services. And there's a tab right down below here. It doesn't cost you. It's truly free. Now, there are some paid pieces of this puzzle. I'm going to tell you and ask you, don't buy any upgrades unless you really, really want or feel that they're deemed necessary, okay? But just the free services on most of these things are more than you're gonna need. But if you'd like to find out more about me and my team and how we might be able to help you or might be able to help dissect or navigate this market right now, should I go fixed? Should I go an adjustable? Is there a 3-2-1, a 2-1? What's best for me? Well, what I'd like you to do is just visit us at theRateUpdate.com. Here's all our information. What I ask you to do is you can book a meeting right through here. You can give us a call. What I do really want to do is don't apply online. We'd like to talk to you first. Now, if you want, if you're at midnight and you can't, you know, otherwise talk to anybody, go ahead and fill out an application, but expect a phone call from us in the morning because we want to get and find out your unique situation. For those out there that have already gone out there and gotten a mortgage and you're waiting for your house to be built or you just got pre-approved and you really want to dissect and say, am I really getting the best deal out there? Well, I created a system on our website. It's called the Loan Estimate Review. It's 100% free. So what you're going to do is if you got a mortgage quote, I want you to upload it into this system. You just go in here, you click it, and you fill out the information and you drag and drop your loan estimate in here. Within an hour, we're going to review your loan estimate to over 84 lenders, the largest lenders, the largest banks in the entire country to see what they can offer you. Okay, we are now set up with 84 other lenders to assure you guys we're doing all your shopping for you. So just put your information in here, expect a phone call or an email or a text from us probably within the hour with hopefully some good news. So again, my name is Dan Friel. All I ask you to do is if you enjoy my video, you find value in it, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video, you get an alert. Hope you learned a lot today. God bless. Can't wait to hear from you. Bye-bye.